Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going deep on herbalism.
Sounds interesting.
It is. We're going to be looking at this awesome YouTube video by Gaz Oakley.
Oh yeah, the plant-based chef.
Exactly. He basically made like a whole home apothecary.
Like a little pharmacy right at home. I love that idea.
Right. So we're basically going to unpack everything he talks about in the video today. You know all about his recipes and stuff, but now we're going to look at all the cool herbs he uses for like health and stuff.
I'm excited. It's like taking his plant-based approach to the next level.
Totally. Let's jump right in. So, Gaz starts off talking about colds and flu, you know, those times when you just feel blah. But he believes that nature has like already given us all the tools we need to deal with it.
Makes sense. He's all about using what nature provides.
Right. And one of the first things he mentions is thyme, something most people already have in their kitchens.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that just for cooking?
Well, it turns out thyme is packed with these antimicrobial compounds, you know, the stuff that helps fight off bacteria and viruses.
Oh, wow. So it's like actually medicinal.
Yeah. He specifically mentions how good it is for coughs and your respiratory system in general.
Interesting. I wonder if he just makes thyme tea when he feels a cold coming on.
He might, but he also talks about using it in steam inhalations to clear congestion and things like that.
Okay, so like multiple ways to use it.
Exactly. Now, get this, he's super passionate about elderberry.
Elderberry, like the syrup my grandma used to give me.
Probably, but he actually goes foraging for them himself.
Really? I had no idea they grew wild like that.
I know, right? And they're supposed to be amazing for your immune system.
I think I've heard that before. Why is that again?
Well, they're full of antioxidants and vitamins, especially vitamin C.
Oh, right. Vitamin C is like the classic immune booster.
Yeah. But elderberries also have these things called anthocyanins, which are antiviral.
Antiviral, so they like actually fight off the viruses.
That's what he says. And he loves the taste too. He puts them in teas and all sorts of stuff.
So it's not just effective, it's enjoyable too. I like that.
Me too. Now, here's an herb I'd never even heard of before, mullein.
Well, Len, what's that?
Gaz actually found it kind of by accident, but he says it's amazing for chesty coughs and getting rid of mucus.
Sounds like something we could all use during cold season.
Totally. And he was so impressed with it that he started growing it himself.
Wow, that's dedication. How does mullein work
Yeah.
exactly?
Apparently, it has this sticky substance called mucilage that coats and soothes your respiratory tract.
Okay, so it's like calming down all that irritation.
Exactly. And it helps you cough up all that phlegm easier.
Now that sounds pretty useful.
Right. Okay, now onto an herb that Gaz calls nature's plaster.
Nature's plaster. That sounds intense.
It is. It's called yarrow. And get this, he says you can use it for both wounds and colds.
Wait, seriously, one herb for two completely different things.
I know, right? It's pretty wild. But apparently, it's full of anti-inflammatory and antiseptic properties, so it can help with all sorts of skin stuff and also fight infections.
Wow, that's impressive. So, how does it work for colds?
Well, it's also a diaphoretic, which means it makes you sweat. And traditionally, sweating was used to help break fevers.
Oh, so it's like a natural way to help your body fight off the fever.
Yep, pretty cool, huh? Now we gotta talk about echinacea.
Oh, yeah, echinacea. I feel like everyone's heard of that one.
For sure. It's like the go-to herb for boosting your immune system.
And Gaz is a fan too, right?
Big time. He even prefers using it in tincture form.
Tincture. Is that different from just making tea with it?
It is. Tinctures are like super concentrated extracts made by soaking the herb in alcohol for weeks.
Oh, so it's a way to get more of the good stuff out of the herb.
Exactly. And it lasts longer, too.
Interesting. But I have to ask, even though all these herbs are natural, isn't it still important to be careful?
Totally. We should always be cautious, especially if we're taking other medications or have health conditions.
Right. It's always best to check with a doctor or herbalist to be safe.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about fighting colds and flu, but now let's move on to something else that plagues a lot of us these days, stress and sleep problems.
Oh, tell me about it. I feel like everyone's stressed out these days.
I know, right? But Gaz has some ideas about how herbs can help with that too.
I'm all ears.
So he starts with lemon balm, which apparently grows like crazy in his garden.
Lemon balm. Just the name sounds relaxing.
It does, and it contains compounds that can really calm you down and lift your mood.
That sounds amazing. How does he use it?
He loves making tea with it, which makes sense.
Yes.
Imagine sipping on some lemon balm tea before bed.
Oh, that sounds so soothing. Like a ritual to unwind at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of beautiful plants, he also grows passion flower in his greenhouse.
Passion flower. I know those vines have gorgeous flowers.
They do. And it turns out they're also great for calming anxiety, especially mild anxiety.
Really? I had no idea they had medicinal properties.
Well, apparently passion flower can increase GABA in your brain.
GABA. Wait, isn't that the stuff that helps you relax?
It is. So yeah, passion flower is like nature's chill pill.
Okay, I'm definitely adding passion flower to my list to look into.
You should. Now, onto a classic chamomile.
Chamomile tea. I mean, who hasn't had a cup of chamomile tea to try and relax?
Right. It's like the ultimate bedtime drink.
Yeah, but does it actually work?
Well, Gaz seems to think so. He says it's trying to grow enough chamomile to last him all year.
That's a lot of chamomile.
I know. But it works because it has this antioxidant called apigenin that basically tells your brain to chill out and get sleepy.
So it's not just a placebo effect.
Nope. Plus, it's also anti-inflammatory, so it can help soothe your body in general.
Wow. Chamomile is like a multitasker.
Totally. Mm. Okay, last one for this section, and it's another one I'd never heard of, skullcap.
Skullcap? That sounds kind of scary.
I know, right? But don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds.
So what's so special about skullcap?
Gaz has been experimenting with it himself, and he says it's great for helping you sleep soundly.
Huh. I need to try that one myself. My sleep could definitely use some improvement.
Well, Gaz actually dries and stores his own skullcap that he grows.
That's cool. It's like he's really involved in the whole process from start to finish.
I know. And he mentioned some other calming herbs too, like lavender and valerian root.
Oh yeah, lavender. I love the smell of lavender. It's so calming.
Me too. Gaz even says that lavender helps his chickens relax.
Seriously. Chickens on lavender. That's hilarious.
I know, right? It's like proof that these natural remedies can work for all kinds of creatures, not just humans.
Absolutely. So we've covered quite a few herbs for stress and sleep. What stood out to you the most?
You know, I'm really drawn to the idea of creating a whole bedtime ritual with these herbs.
A ritual? Like more than just drinking tea?
Yeah, like making a special blend, maybe diffusing some lavender oil, really setting the mood for relaxation.
Oh, I love that idea. It's like creating a whole experience around winding down.
Exactly. And it makes taking care of yourself feel more special, don't you think?
Totally. Okay, so we've talked about fighting off colds and flu and calming our minds and bodies. What's next on Gaz's herbal adventure?
Well, he doesn't shy away from the less glamorous stuff, either digestive health.
Oh, yeah. Those tummy troubles can be a real drag.
For sure. And he's got some natural remedies for that, too.
Let's hear it. I'm always up for learning new ways to soothe my stomach.
So he kicks things off with lemongrass, which, surprise, surprise, he grows himself.
Lemongrass? That's interesting. Isn't that more of a cooking ingredient?
It is, but it also has some great digestive benefits. It's really good at relaxing those muscles.
Like cramps and bloating.
Exactly. And he likes to make an after-dinner tea with it.
Okay, that actually sounds delicious.
Right. And he mixes it with fennel, which is another great herb for bloating and gas.
Fennel, like the seeds they give you at Indian restaurants.
Exactly. And he even talks about that tradition, which is cool. It shows how these practices are connected to different cultures.
Yeah, I like that he brings in those cultural references. It makes it feel more real and relatable.
Totally. And of course, no discussion of digestive health would be complete without mint.
Mint. Oh, yeah. That's a classic for upset stomachs.
For sure. It's so good at calming things down and relieving nausea. And Gaz always uses fresh mint from his garden.
So fresh. So good.
Exactly. And guess what makes another appearance in this section?
Let me guess. Chamomile.
You got it.
Wow. Chamomile's like a superhero herb.
I know, right? It's good for so many things.
Okay, so what stood out to you the most about Gaz's approach to digestive health?
I really like how he emphasizes using gentle, natural remedies and making them part of your everyday routine.
Yeah, like it's not about taking a bunch of pills or anything drastic.
Exactly. It's about making simple changes and incorporating these practices into your life in a way that feels good.
I can definitely get behind that. Okay, so we've covered quite a bit already. What's next on our herbal agenda?
Well, knowing about these herbs is one thing, but actually using them is another, right?
True. It can be a bit daunting to know where to start.
Well, lucky for us, Gaz dives into exactly that in the next part of his video. He talks all about how to unleash the power of herbs using teas, tinctures, and even salves.
Ooh, salves. Those sound interesting. I'm definitely curious to hear more about that.
Me too. But first, let's start with the basics, teas and infusions.
Those seem like a good entry point. Most people are familiar with making tea.
Exactly. Gaz talks about how simple it is to just steep herbs in hot water to get all those beneficial compounds out.
Yeah, it's like the easiest way to enjoy the benefits of herbs.
Right. And he gets creative with his tea blends too, combining different herbs for different purposes.
So you can really personalize your tea experience.
Totally. Now, remember those tinctures we talked about earlier?
Yeah, the super concentrated extracts.
Now, he goes into more detail about how those are made.
Remind me again, how do you make a tincture?
You basically soak the herbs in alcohol for a long time, like several weeks.
Wow, that's a lot of patience.
Yeah, it is. But it's worth it because you get a really potent extract that lasts a long time.
Okay, that makes sense. And he actually has tinctures brewing all the time,
Right.
right?
He's always got something going on in his apothecary. It's like his own little potion lab.
I love that image.
Yeah.
Now, what about those salves you mentioned?
Oh, yeah. Those are for topical applications, like skin issues.
You can use herbs on your skin too.
Exactly. And he even tells a story about how he healed a burn using a salve he made with calendula and St. John's wort.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm definitely intrigued by salves now. How do you even make one?
Well, he explains that you infuse oils with the herbs and then mix those oils with beeswax or other butters to make a spreadable consistency.
So the oils carry the healing properties of the herbs directly to your skin.
That's the idea.
I love how hands-on he is with all of this. It's like he's really taking control of his health and well-being.
I know. And he uses a lot of herbs that he's grown or foraged himself, which adds another layer to it.
It's like he's come full circle, connecting with nature and then using those gifts to take care of himself.
Exactly. It's pretty inspiring, actually. What's your biggest takeaway from Gaz's approach to creating a home apothecary?
I think it's the emphasis on connecting with nature and using what's available to us to support our well-being. It's about being proactive and reclaiming that ancient knowledge of using plants for healing.
Absolutely. It's like tapping into a whole world of natural remedies that have been used for centuries.
It's fascinating to think about how much we can learn from nature if we just take the time to listen.
I totally agree. And Gaz's enthusiasm is contagious. It makes you want to go out and start exploring the world of herbs yourself.
For sure. I'm already feeling inspired to create my own little apothecary at home.
Me too. It's like empowering to realize that we have the power to take care of ourselves in such a natural and holistic way.
Absolutely. And Gaz is a great example of how to do it with passion and creativity.
I'm already excited to dive into the next part of his video and learn more about those salves and other herbal remedies.
Me too. Let's do it.
All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back to explore more of Gaz's herbal wisdom.
Okay, so moving on to skin health. Gaz talks about some herbs that are good for, well, all sorts of skin problems, like calendula.
Oh, yeah, calendula. I've actually used calendula cream before. Really good for dry skin.
I've heard that, but Gaz actually dries and stores his own calendula, like from his garden.
That's dedication. But why calendula for skin, especially for
Well,
eczema?
calendula has a ton of those good compounds like flavonoids and
Oh,
stuff.
yeah, the anti-inflammatory stuff.
Right. And antimicrobial and wound healing properties too. So basically, it's good for soothing irritated skin, helping things heal, even reducing scars.
So it's like a little miracle flower.
Kinda. Now remember St. John's wort?
Oh, yeah, the one that's supposed to help with mood.
That's the one. But it turns out it's good for skin health too. Like it's been used for ages for healing wounds and burns.
Seriously, so mood ain't a skin. This herb does it all.
Apparently. It works by stimulating cell growth and reducing inflammation. Multitasking herbs for the win.
And he even mentioned it can be good for seasonal affective disorder, which is interesting.
It is. Okay, shifting gears back to yarrow for a sec. Remember Nature's Plaster.
Oh, yeah. I love that name.
Yeah, Gaz keeps reminding us about its wound healing powers. He even talked about where the name comes from, you know, the warrior
Yeah,
Achilles.
that was so cool. It's like this plant has been used for healing since like forever, ancient history.
Right. So fascinating. Okay, now on to a super unique herb, southernwood.
Southernwood, never heard of it. What's so special about this one?
Get this, it smells like cola.
Cola, seriously,
Perhaps.
what?
I can only imagine someone just like sniffing every plant they found and then
Yeah,
cola.
I know, right? Gotta love the dedication of early herbalists.
I know. But besides its weird smell, southernwood can keep bugs away and even soothe skin irritations too.
So it's like a natural bug spray and skin soother all in one.
Yep. See, nature is amazing. Okay, so we've covered a lot of those, like everyday herbs Gaz loves, but there are tons more out there, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He only had time to talk about so many in his video.
Totally. But he did mention a few others, kind of like encouraging viewers to go and do their own research and stuff, like licorice root and marshmallow root.
Those sounds so soothing, just the names. What are they good for?
Sore throats, mainly. Both of them.
Makes sense. They kind of sound like something you'd want to soothe your throat with.
Well, they both have mucilage. Remember that sticky stuff?
Oh, yeah, the stuff that coats and soothes.
Exactly. So it's like a protective layer for your throat. Licorice root is also anti-inflammatory, and marshmallow can actually reduce coughing too.
So, double whammy for sore throats.
Pretty much. Oh, and then there's sage. You probably already have that in your kitchen.
Sage. Really? I only use it for cooking, like Thanksgiving stuffing.
Yeah, me too. But apparently it's been used for ages for its like antiseptic and astringent properties.
Antiseptic, so it kills germs.
Yep. Gaz says you can make a really strong sage tea and gargle with it for a sore throat.
Oh, okay. So it's like a natural mouthwash, kinda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now onto a plant that most people consider a weed, nettles.
Nettles. Ouch, those things sting.
I know, right? But Gaz challenges that whole weed thing and says they can be good for seasonal allergies.
Wait, what? The thing that makes you itch can help with allergies. How does that even work?
Right. It's weird. But nettles actually have compounds that are like natural antihistamines, you know, those meds you take for allergies.
So they block the allergic reaction.
Exactly. Nettles. Who knew?
I know, it's crazy. Okay, now let's dive into some of those like lesser-known herbs Gaz mentions, starting with holy basil. I've heard of that, but what's so special about it?
So holy basil, also called Tulsi, has been used in Ayurveda forever.
Ayurveda.
Yeah, the traditional Indian medicine system.
Oh, right. So holy basil's got like a long history.
Totally. And it's considered an adaptogen, meaning it helps your body deal with stress and
Oh, it
stuff.
helps you chill out,
Yeah,
basically.
pretty much. Okay, now for one that might pique your interest, Damiana.
Damiana. Haven't heard of that one.
It's kind of known for, well, boosting energy and libido.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, traditionally it's been used to help with like low energy and even some sexual stuff.
Okay, now we're talking. I gotta research Damiana later. What's next?
Willow bark. Gaz actually calls it nature's aspirin.
Oh, interesting. Why that nickname?
Well, it's got this compound called salicin, which is super similar to the stuff in aspirin, you know, acetyl salicylic acid.
Okay, so it's basically natural aspirin.
Pretty much. People have been using it for pain and inflammation forever.
Wow, another plant-powered remedy.
Right. Okay, last one. Raspberry leaf. You've probably heard of that one, but maybe in connection with pregnancy.
Yeah, I think so. But Gaz talks about it for digestion and PMS.
Right. So it's got tannins, which are astringent.
Astringent.
It means they can help with things like diarrhea and other digestive issues. Raspberry leaf can also like tone the muscles in your uterus.
So that's how it helps with cramps. I can't believe how many of these herbs have multiple uses. Like, nature really has something for everything.
It's incredible, right? So, what was most interesting or surprising to you about all these extra herbs?
You know, I think it's the fact that nettles can be used for allergies. Like, I always thought they were just annoying, but it turns out they might be super helpful.
I know. It's a good reminder that we shouldn't judge plants too quickly. There's often more to them than meets the eye.
So true. But before we get too carried away with all these cool herbs, Gaz brings up something super important in his video:
Oh, yeah. What's that?
ethical sourcing and sustainability. He's really big on making sure we're getting our herbs from good sources, you know, organic and all that.
Yeah, we don't want to be contributing to any environmental damage or exploitation
Right,
here.
exactly. It's all about respecting nature and making sure these resources are around for future generations.
So, like, if you're foraging, you got to be careful and make sure you're doing it sustainably. And if you're buying herbs, look for organic certifications and stuff like that.
Good points. So, okay, let's say we're ready to start building our own little home apothecary. Where do we even begin? It seems kind of overwhelming.
Well, Gaz actually addresses that. He says, like, don't stress, just start small.
So don't try to do everything at once.
Nope. He says, pick one or two herbs that really speak to you. Maybe something for a specific issue you're dealing with or something you're just curious about.
So maybe start with chamomile for better sleep or yarrow for those inevitable cuts and scrapes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Baby steps. He also recommends checking out local herb shops or online resources like Indigo Herbs.
Oh, yeah, he mentions them a lot. They must be good.
Seems like it. He gets a lot of his herbs from there.
Yeah.
And he also loves pearl jars for those pretty glass jars he stored everything in. It's like he's all about making his apothecary look nice too.
Yeah, it's got to be functional, but it doesn't hurt if it looks good too.
Right. It's like bringing a little bit of nature's beauty into your home. Okay, but what really struck me about Gaz's story is how creating his apothecary has changed his whole relationship with nature.
Oh, yeah, he talks about that a lot. It's like He feels more connected to the plants and the earth and all that ancient knowledge.
Totally. It's almost like he's rediscovering something that was lost, you know?
Yeah, like tapping into a wellspring of wisdom that's been there all along.
And he even says that feeling, like that true richness, is way more valuable than any material possessions. It's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. It's like he's found a new way of defining wealth and abundance.
Absolutely. And he really encourages everyone to keep learning, to dive deeper into the world of herbalism, and even share that knowledge with others. He even recommends a couple of books to get people started.
Oh, yeah, I saw those on his bookshelf. What were they again?
A Modern Herbal and the Herbal Medicine Maker's Handbook.
Those sound like good ones.
They're supposed to be great resources for understanding the properties of different herbs and how to use them safely and effectively.
It's so cool that Gaz is still learning himself, you know? He's not pretending to be an expert on everything. He's just sharing his passion and encouraging others to join him on this journey.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so inspiring. It's not about being perfect or knowing everything. It's about being curious, respectful, and open to learning.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what are you most curious about? What herbs are you thinking about exploring?
You know, I'm really intrigued by those calming herbs like the lemon balm and passion flower. My sleep could definitely use some help.
Me too. And I'm definitely gonna have to look into yarrow. I love that it can be used for both skin and colds. It's like a two-in-one natural remedy.
Right, so versatile. But whatever you choose to explore, the important thing is to approach it with an open mind and a sense of adventure.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning of our herbal journey. There's just so much to learn. It makes you realize how powerful nature really is.
Seriously. And you know, one thing that really stuck with me was when Gaz said that these herbs are more valuable to him than like any material possessions.
Yeah, that really hit home for me too.
It's like a total shift in perspective, you know?
Absolutely. And I also loved how he talked about making rituals around using herbs. Like, it's not just about taking them, it's about creating a whole experience.
Right, like that whole thing about drying and storing his own calendula.
Yeah.
It's like a meditation almost.
Exactly. It's about slowing down, connecting with the plants, and being intentional about your well-being.
And it makes the whole process more enjoyable too, don't you think?
Totally. It's like infusing your life with a little bit of nature's
I
magic.
love that. But, you know, I think it's important to remember that you don't have to go all in right away. Gaz even says, start small.
Yeah, no need to overwhelm yourself.
Just pick one or two herbs that resonate with you and go from there.
Like we were saying, maybe chamomile for sleep or yarrow for skin stuff.
Exactly. Baby steps. And if you need help, there are tons of resources out there, like those books Gaz recommended.
Oh, yeah. A Modern Herbal and the Herbal Medicine Maker's Handbook. Those are great starting points.
Definitely. And remember, even Gaz is still learning. It's an ongoing journey.
That's what makes it so exciting. So, as we wrap up this deep dive into Gaz's world of herbalism, what are your final thoughts?
I'm just so inspired by his passion and knowledge. It's contagious.
Me too. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that we all have the power to connect with nature and harness its healing potential.
Absolutely. It's about taking control of our well-being and embracing a more holistic approach to health.
And who knows, maybe we'll even discover a hidden talent for creating natural remedies along the way.
The possibilities are endless.
Well, that's it for our exploration of herbalism with Gaz Oakley. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive and learned something new along the way.
And most importantly, we hope you feel inspired to explore the world of herbs and discover the incredible power of nature for yourself.
Until next time, happy healing, everyone.